Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Falcons shocked the world by taking a quarterback with the 8th pick overall in the 2024 NFL Draft. And our man on the scene, after he got done splitting time at 11 Alive, he was looking good on 11 Alive. I saw him up there, and I was like, man, my boy Joe tearing it up. But he was at Flowery Branch, and I want to know what was said. Joe, I'm going to paint a picture for you. Have you ever seen the movie My Cousin Vinny, where Joe Pesci played the lawyer?
No, but I know of the movie. I haven't actually seen it, though.
All right. So there was a scene in the movie. Joe Pesci's playing a defense lawyer where he's starting to put a picture together. He's like, hey, I know my guys are innocent. And he went to the detective and he said, let me ask you a question. I need you to research for me. And the detective's like, I don't do research. You do your own research. But reluctantly, the detective did the research. And when Joe Pesci called him to the stand, he only could ask him one question. He said, hey, what'd you find out? So I'm going to say, Joe, what did you find out?
Man, it was an interesting press conference, because usually when, you know, you make your first round pick, especially when it's a first round pick in the top 10, you know, the GM and the coach kind of come bouncing in the room and they're excited. I'm not trying to say that they're not excited about this pick, right? But I'm just trying to paint a picture of, they came in, and I think that there was a tenor from the get-go that they understood the reaction that the fan base was having to this. And they were pretty upfront that, you know, and they didn't say it like this, but they were essentially saying, we're biting the bullet. We're using this 8th pick. We're biting the bullet. We're biting the bullet in order to ensure the future of this franchise. We're not going to be put in a position again where, you know, we are relying on a, you know, Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder type of player to try to carry an otherwise, what we think is an otherwise solid team, to try to win and win in the playoffs. And so, and also they are very convicted in Michael Penix. And I know that that goes back not just to, you know, this draft process. I know for a fact that they were very interested in Michael Penix going back to last year, even under the Arthur Smith regime. I can, you know, report that independently. So, like, they've had eyes on Michael Penix for a long time. And ultimately, I think, you know, you got to give them this, Eric. They didn't let the outside noise, what fans would have preferred, what the mock drafts were saying they should do, they didn't let that affect them. You know, they made a decision independently on their own with what they thought was best for the franchise. And listen, I've loved, just since I've gotten in the car, I'm on my way home, just listening to all the callers, because I think everybody makes valid points, you know, like people who are for it, people who are against it. Everybody's entitled to their opinion about it. And, you know, and I would agree. I was sitting front row in the press conference, and, you know, after Dila, you know, asked the introductory question, I asked Terry Fondo, I said, there are fans at home that are sitting here watching this draft who have not seen this Falcons team in the playoffs since 2017, and you're basically drafting a quarterback who's not probably going to see the field this year and help you get back there. So how do you, you know, what is your message to that? How do you explain it? You know, and I would encourage people to just go watch that press conference. And, you know, he just said that, you know, that's what they're always thinking about, the fans and all that. But, you know, just to go back to it, obviously a very controversial pick. They knew it was controversial. I think that was clear, not even from anything they said, but just the kind of tenor that was in the press conference. But ultimately, you know, that's where we are. We're going to have to live with that decision now. And I think for Terry Fontenot, you know, it's a decision that his job could hinge on ultimately. But we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, you're right, Eric. Something that you've been saying on the show since I've been listening was that, you know, it was pretty clear from around the league. There was a consensus that, you know, these defensive players were just not at the level that you want them to be at to you know, necessitate that kind of top 10 draft capital, and they didn't go reaching for one of those guys.
You have to say, you know, you commend them. They stuck to their game plan. But, Joe, I want to ask you this. After seeing this pick, because what this tells me as a Falcons fan and as a sports reporter is that the bottom line is they feel that this team is ready to win with what we already have, and we didn't necessarily need a new shiny defensive tool because we're going to go out there with the guys we got, and with good quarterback play, watch what we can do. Do you get that same kind of feeling?
Well, I think that they know that they still need to add to the defense. I fully expect them to do that tomorrow. I think that tomorrow is going to be the day where you get your quote-unquote needs addressed. I think they will 100% draft an edge rusher tomorrow with one of these three picks they've got, and probably almost 100% that they draft a corner, too. I think that those players are coming to help them. But, I don't think that they were going to, you know, reach for one of those guys. And clearly they just felt, you know, they had a feeling about Michael Penix that they just could not avoid. And, you know, Terry Fontenot said it. He's like, you know, you're not, when you get this feeling about a player, you don't let them go. And I have to think, and again, this is something that I asked Terry, was, you know, has your experience through the Mariota, the, you know, these last couple of years with the quarterback situation here in Atlanta, has it kind of influenced how you think about staffing up this position at quarterback where, yeah, only one guy can play at a time, obviously, but especially in the context that the Falcons are in, the guy that you just signed has, you know, a pretty short time horizon. Obviously, he's on a four-year contract. If he plays the whole contract, then that means the Falcons are, like, challenging for Super Bowls or even winning Super Bowls. So they'd be happy with that. But otherwise, you know, they've got to have a plan for what they're going to do going forward. And, again, that's why I say that they kind of understood that this felt like biting the bullet, because – you just knew that it's kind of painful to use a top 10 pick for someone that's not going to immediately pay dividends or really just give you value on the field, assuming that, knock on wood, he doesn't have to play this year. And we do see, you know, a full season of Kirk Cousins where he's able to play uninjured. But, it's, you know, I can't get over it. It's a pretty shocking decision. It's probably the most shocking pick that I've seen the Falcons make in, gosh, I don't know. It's been a long time, you know, and there will be plenty for us to talk about and dissect here over the next day or two.
All right, so I have this question now. Did the question or the topic of trading back get posed?
Yes, it did. And interestingly, because we thought this was going to be a real trade-heavy draft with teams moving around to try to get these quarterbacks.
It didn't happen that way.
Yeah, it didn't happen that way. And Terry Fontenot said that, you know, there were some preliminary conversations about potentially, you know, moving back, but he said that there was just nothing ever serious that ever materialized. And I did see a report that has just come out. I forget the reporter's name who tweeted it out. But he said that, you know, there was the Seahawks, the Saints, and I think one other team were looking to trade into the top 10 to draft Michael Penix. And obviously that didn't come to fruition. And, you know, hey, like, that could have changed a lot. If the Falcons trade out, they don't get the player that they initially intended to get, I don't think you ever could have traded with the Saints in general, just because of, you know, the divisional stuff there, and you just can't make a deal with it with a team that's your rival. So there just wasn't the opportunity for this team to trade back. That really made sense for them because they believed in Michael Penix so much. Like there wasn't a player that they were going to be able to get, or a pick that they were going to be able to get in a trade, that was really going to make up for the loss of not getting Michael Penix. That's how much they believe in him.
All right, Joe, last question. I'll let you go. I know you've had a long day today, and you got another one coming up the next 2 days.
It's okay.
Yeah, because you are part of tomorrow's draft show coverage.
This is a record for me, Eric. I've never been on this late or this early on the radio, but I'm happy to do it because this is like the media Super Bowl of the NFL right here.
We appreciate it, man. You know how much I appreciate you. But you will be here tomorrow night. I'll be taking the mic after you guys sign off. It'll be Joe. It'll be Fricky, and it'll be Harper LaBelle. They are the pregame show of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and they will have the coverage tomorrow. So the last question I have for you, did they ask either of the guys and say, okay, so you got your quarterback, where do you see the biggest need still pressing for these guys? Did they tip their hat at all about what direction they may go with their second pick? 43 overall is what it is.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that question was not even asked. I think it's understood. And the tips that I've gotten on this are, you know, like those will be addressed. Those needs will be addressed. And again, I said it earlier, I fully expect this team to, you know, address these needs that they have on the defensive side of the ball. Because, Eric, and I think this is one of the things that people are struggling with the quarterback pick is, the whole or most of the free agent, you know, portion of free agency has gone by, and the most expensive signing you've made on the defensive side of the ball is a $1.1 million contract for James Smith-Williams. Like, that is they've not spent any money on defense, and there are already needs even going into the offseason to, you know, shore up that side of the ball. So that is definitely going to be, I think, the goal for tomorrow is to get those players in. We'll be interested. You know, I, along with a lot of other people, have thought that, you know, wide receiver would be a position they look to address on day two or day three. I'm now thinking that that's probably got to be one that they address in the later rounds, because I think that they're going to be kind of fully in on those defensive players tomorrow.
And if they're not, that means these phones will be ringing off the hook yet again.
Yes, they will. And for good reason.
Yes, indeed. Joe, we appreciate your time. Please get home safe. I don't know if you're going to stop and get a little Waffle House or something like that, but whatever you do, enjoy it. And I'll see you tomorrow as I'm taking the cheer after you.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks, E. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Patrick. He is our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.